significant changes afoot here at home when it comes to our borders, with the Gillard government taking the extraordinary step of effectively excising Australia from its own migration zone. The Immigration Minister, Chris Bowen, will today canvass amendments to the Migration Act to ensure asylum seekers get no legal advantage if they manage to make it all the way to the Australian mainland. This mirrors John Howard's strategy 11 years ago, when the coalition government excised thousands of islands from the migration map. Remember that? It was a measure that was strongly opposed at the time by Labor. The migration changes are expected to cause division at today's Labor caucus meeting, with the left unhappy with these changes. Sarah Hanson-Young is the Green spokeswoman on asylum seekers. Senator Hanson-Young, good morning. Welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. And can I just say quickly, lovely to have you back.
Thank you very much, Senator. Senator, I think people might be a little bit confused to try and understand Australia is no longer Australia in terms of its migration zone. What exactly is the government planning to do here?
Well, look, it is confusing and it seems just ridiculous, doesn't it, that the whole continent of Australia is now going to be excised for the sake of migration for people who arrive by boat. If you got here, regardless of where you come from by boat and your purposes, you won't have the same legal rights than somebody if you came by plane. If you arrive by plane at the Sydney airport, which I'm about to leave from this morning, then you would have access to be able to apply for asylum. You wouldn't have to go off to an offshore processing place like Nauru. This is a law that John Howard tried to introduce in 2006, and he obviously had quite a bit of backbencher revolt, if you remember. People like Judy Moyland, like Petro Georgiou, really ran a strong campaign to say how ludicrous it was that they were trying to excise the entire Australian continent.
So I'm not sure where it leaves us. As you say, people arriving by plane are still within the migration zone, but under this move, where would the migration zone be? Nowhere.
Well, that's right, nowhere, for the sake of people who are come by boat. It's really putting these very vulnerable people who have taken a pretty desperate measure, giving them absolutely no hope to be given a fair treatment in Australia. They will all be subject to being deported and dumped on Nauru or any other Manus or any other offshore processing facility, and they just simply don't have the same rights as other people. You know, this is part of one of the recommendations that the Houston panel put forward in their report in August. It was a John Howard's policy. It is now being revived by Julia Gillard and Chris Bowen, and even John Howard couldn't get it through his own caucus. That's how bad this law is.
So if it's a recommendation of that expert panel, the Houston panel on asylum seekers, I suppose we shouldn't be too surprised because the government said it would adopt those recommendations in full. The point made, recommendation 14 of that panel, says that asylum seekers arriving by boat at the mainland should be treated exactly the same way as those who arrive on the islands. And what does that mean, that they will be able to be shipped off offshore to places like Nauru? That's currently
right.
Not possible if someone arrives on the mainland?
That's right. Currently, if somebody arrives on the mainland, that they have to go through the same process, the equal process as if you arrived on the mainland by plane. You know, this also puts to shame this idea that we are punishing people because they arrive by boat, because somehow they have another option. The fact is, the people who are arriving here by boat, and we know it's dangerous, we know they're dangerous boat journeys, what we should be doing is giving them an alternative and safer pathway, not waiting for them to arrive here on the mainland or indeed Christmas Island or Cocos, only to then ship them off and say, well, because of how you came, you no longer have any legal protection here in Australia.
It doesn't happen very often. When was the last time someone arrived here by boat? It's not big numbers, is it?
No, the last time it happened was in 2008. A boat of Sri Lankans arrived. Well, in fact, let me correct that. It actually first happened last year, most recently, when a boatload, I don't know if you remember, of Chinese arrived. Their boat got lost. They're actually on their way to New Zealand.
That's
because
right.
They believe New Zealand would be fairer in terms of processing their claim for asylum.
Just finally, because I know you've got a plane to catch, but we haven't heard from the government on this yet, but I think the explanation for this, the justification for this move, as put by the expert panel, is that if people think that they have a better chance of a fairer judicial hearing, for instance, and of getting to stay in Australia by making fall on the mainland rather than the islands, it will just encourage them to make an even longer, more dangerous journey. So this is all about safety at sea for the government.
Well, that is probably the argument that they would put, Fran. But the point is, what alternatives have they put in place so that people don't have to catch boats in the first place? And if we start excising our entire migration zone, the entire continent of Australia, where do people go next if they have no safer option? Well, will they start going to New Zealand? That's an even further and more dangerous journey. This isn't about saving lives at sea, Fran. This is about peddling to some of the base politics. It is Julia Gillard in a race to the bottom with Tony Abbott. Be tough, be mean, be nasty to refugees, and that hopefully might win them the next election. It's dirt politics, it's grubby politics, and it's not a humanitarian response to a humanitarian issue.
Is it legal? Under our international obligations?
Internationally, no, it's not legal. It breaches a raft of our obligations under the Refugee Convention, mainly the first one being that you don't discriminate against people's rights to protection based on their mode of arrival.
So do you think it would be open to challenge even if the government manages to get it through the Parliament? I presume the Greens won't be supporting it.
Well, no, the Greens won't be supporting it. And look, it'll be very disappointing to see people from both sides of the chambers, on the Labor side and the Liberal side, who rallied against this when John Howard put it forward. It's a bad law. It's illegal under international law. And will it be challenged? Well, I hope to God that it's challenged in the Labor caucus today, because it is a bad, inhumane and ludicrous piece of legislation that is not going to save lives, only put these very vulnerable people in even more harm than doing anything for their safety.
And just finally, the government is transferring asylum seekers to Nauru, has been doing so for a while. Over 300 people have been relocated so far, all single men, as I understand it. But there is a suggestion that women and children are about to be transferred to Nauru. Are you hearing that?
That's exactly what I'm hearing. I've had several phone calls over the last few days from people who are working with asylum seekers and refugees in Christmas Island, women and children who are feeling very, very anxious that they are about to be dumped on Nauru. We know the facilities still there are not up to scratch. We know people are living in crowded tents and aren't having access to appropriate services. I had a chat with somebody who was working in with the Salvation Army only a few weeks ago and was saying that the conditions on Nauru are bad already. Imagine how bad they're going to be once people have been there for months and months and years on end.
Senator Hanson-Young, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Sarah Hanson-Young is the Green spokeswoman on migration matters. And we have put in a request for the Immigration Minister, Chris Bowen, so we'll be chasing that through the morning. It's 17 past 6 on Breakfast.